At the bottom of the index are 9 sub-Saharan countries that lead the world in mother and child mortality rates: Ethiopia, Eritrea, Angola, Guinea-Bissau, Chad, Sierra Leone, Yemen, and Djibouti. Niger is last. For some countries, like Nigeria, Angola, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, the high numbers also reflected their large populations. They joined 10 other big countries, including China and India, which together had more than half of all maternal and child deaths. Conflict accounts for high rates in other countries, including Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, and Liberia. Among those found to have had worse mother and child health than they did 15 years ago are Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Swaziland. For these countries, disease was a significant factor in their poor ratings. Mike Kiernan, the communications director for Save the Children in Washington, spoke about Zimbabwe.
It has been decimated by AIDS, and the mortality rate actually has increased since 1990 by some 65%, and it's due largely to HIV/AIDS. You have 1 in 8 children dying before they reach their 5th birthday in Zimbabwe, and more than 40% of those deaths are attributable to AIDS. And that is not commonplace throughout Africa.
Economic performance does not always determine the effectiveness of a country's healthcare services. For example, South Africa and Botswana are relatively wealthy, but their healthcare systems are affected by the AIDS pandemic sweeping much of southern Africa. Likewise, maternal and child mortality rates remain high in countries with oil money, including Nigeria, Angola, and Equatorial Guinea. However, Kiernan said that political will has a large impact even among the poorest countries, including Malawi.
Malawi is a marvelous success story of a country with limited resources that has really focused on doing its part. The gross national product in Malawi is like $650 per person, but yet they've seen a 43% decline in under 5 mortality rates over the last 15 years. And Malawi's taken a number of steps to make the health of mothers and children a top priority. From the president on down, they are doing a lot of the basic things that many countries could copy.
Among those basic steps are distributing bed nets to prevent mother and child infection from malaria, providing mothers with health care before birth, and ensuring that birth attendants are present during delivery. After birth, countries can ensure that all communities have access to nutritional supplements like vitamin A to help guard against malnutrition, and zinc and rehydration salts to stop diarrhea. They can also ensure that children are vaccinated against measles and other childhood diseases. Kiernan says Tanzania is another good example of a poor country that has made great progress through political will.
Tanzania is one of the world's poorest countries, about a typical income of $730 a year. And yet they've been able to reduce child mortality by about 25% and newborn mortality by 20% in the last 5 years. And much of that progress has been made as a result of increased government spending on maternal and child health care.
Other countries have also cut child mortality since 1990. Madagascar's commitment to improved health services and immunization rates helped reduce deaths by 29% and malnutrition from 42 to 35%. Ethiopia, which still has a high number of deaths among mothers and children, has nonetheless managed to cut the rate by an impressive 20% in the past 15 years. Save the Children found Egypt at a 63% decline in child deaths, thanks in part to a commitment to build access roads to rural areas, support immunization strategies, and ensure that midwives and skilled workers attend to births. But Kiernan says no matter how far countries like Egypt have come, there's always more to do. I'm William Eagle in Washington.